Episode 65 of the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast is here. I'm Two Drink, got Swags over here, not eating Twinkies on me. What's up, dude?
What's up, man? No, I totally changed it up, dude. I just finished my last bite of some leftover vegetarian lasagna.
That is one extreme to another.
It was so good, though. I don't like a lot of vegetarian food, but that is damn good. And it's just Stouffer's, I won't even lie, but it's amazing. What about you? Are we hangry today?
I'm not hangry today. I did good. So, I should be a little more chill on this one.
Yeah. On that was a lot of fun, though, with Mike, man.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Third Mike. That was awesome.
Welcome on anytime.
For sure.
Kinda.
Right, like on draft, 7 days away now, 20, something like that. That's pretty awesome. All about Dynasty. So me and Swags decided we're going to play a little ADP game, Dynasty-wise. Still a lot of Dynasty drafts going on there. And Swags, I think me and you are still, just starting to fill one, too? We got another one rolling out here for the podcast?
We do. It's a slow fill. But that's our fault. We'll get going on it, guys.
I don't mind just plucking them. I don't think we're going to start this one until after the NFL draft anyways. Is that right?
I'm with you.
We already did the one pre-draft. That was fun. So this one's got a little time to fill out. But if you're interested, hit us up. We can definitely talk. But little ADP game today. We are on the fantasy football calculator. So if you're at home just chilling, you're welcome to follow along with us. So actually, you got that pulled up?
I do.
Round one. Your boyfriend, Todd Gurley, all the way on top, of course. I don't think there's a whole lot of discussion with that. Although there was some draft Twitter that wants to go Saquon already, which is nuts.
Oh, goodness.
That's for another time of day. But
yeah.
Any issues you have with this top 12 here? Anybody you would take, you know, a good amount over?
I get a lot of the thought process. It's hard to argue some of them in the top 12 here. But, I mean, I'll take a couple guys over Bell there at number 2. And that's okay. I know that's early. I get the Bell thing, but 26, all those concerns. I mean, man, if Bell holds out, if he doesn't play this year, he comes back next year, he's 27.
Yep.
Dynasty, I don't know, man. It starts to worry me. So I'll take Zeke over Bell. And you know what? I'll take Kamara.
Okay. Kamara.
Just so
Zeke's
safer.
Over Bell. Kamara's over Bell. Is Zeke over Kamara?
No, I'll take Zeke there still.
Okay. So Zeke is over Kamara.
Zeke killed it last year, man. You look at his numbers, and then if you could have had
the games played.
Yeah. And if you could have put 6 more games to that, I mean, holy shit.
Sure. I agree. So you mentioned Lev Bell hold out. Beckham here at 5 behind DeAndre Hopkins. Does his holdout worry you at all? I know there's a lot of that going on right now in the talks and even the trade. Whatever. At this point, he's a giant as we're talking.
Yeah, it doesn't worry as much. And some of it's because of the position he plays, his age. He still has some injury concerns and all that. But
is he your wide receiver 1 in Dynasty? OBJ.
Man, it's so tough. I just crunched them all together. Like, man, okay. I think I'd go Hopkins. I think I'd want Hopkins. Okay. It just seems a little safer.
Yeah, I get you.
And Antonio Brown, I mean, he's as fun as he is to own, like, he's going to be turning 30 pretty soon. And you just get that shade thrown on you when you hit that age, no matter how good you are.
Right, for sure. I'm with you on the receivers, for sure. How about all the way down, David Johnson? I will say I had a conversation with, I believe it was DC Ghost on Twitter about David Johnson. We kind of called him injury plagued, I think, during the last show. And it's a little tricky, but he only missed games last year. The other ones, he actually played in the 16 games. He went out, and I think in a few games, and kind of ended that one season, you know, in week 17. So it's kind of tricky in the head, but I just I gotta give props where it is.
But I mean, like,
I get both sides of it.
He's at 10. He's at 10. Then after him at 11 is Mike Evans, then Dalvin Cook, then Kareem Hunt. And I'll tell you, I'll take Kareem Hunt and Dalvin Cook and Mike Evans all over David Johnson in Dynasty. And
oh, will you keep going on that list?
Yeah, sure will.
Devontae Adams, McCaffrey.
Devontae you Adams is next.
Yep.
Keep going. McCaffrey, I'll take McCaffrey.
Keep going.
Then comes Julio, then comes Gronk, Keenan Allen.
You missed AJ Green in there.
AJ Green, sorry, at 17 before Gronk there. So, okay. And but here's the thing with DJ. It's not.
So we're way into middle of round two now.
It's not just those injuries that happened last year. I mean, he came into the league kind of old. It's his age, the situation, and the injury. It was a big injury. So I mean, for me, it's a lot of those things thrown in. I mean, we had an amazing rookie class last year. They're all younger. You can kind of see the guys that are probably gonna continue to develop. Whereas, I don't know, man. DJ's not getting any. I mean, that was the same draft class as Amir Abdullah. Amir Abdullah is 24. DJ's 26.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah, it's a lot of that stuff.
I get it. I brought this one up to you, I think, right before we started recording. I'm going to ask again. AJ Green at 17 or Tyreek Hill at 24? Now, only Keenan Allen, wide receiver, is between them, but right now, AJ Green, Tyreek Hill.
I will take Tyreek Hill. I mean, didn't he finish pretty similar, if not better, than AJ Green last year?
Yes.
So
yes, I do believe that is true.
So, I mean, and he's younger. I don't know. Sammy Watkins is going to be there. Who knows what happens, but I don't think Tyreek Hill's going anywhere. AJ Green's 29, going to be 30. Not as impressive as Antonio Brown. Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
So let's hit the Chiefs just for a second there. Sammy coming over, you got Mahomes there. Tyreek Hill, better or worse numbers than last year? Do you think he puts up?
Very similar.
Okay. Maybe he gets there a little differently, but kind of ends up same.
I mean, even I don't think we still saw the usage we would have liked to have seen from Tyreek Hill last year, and it.
Oh yeah, he was very efficient with his least amount of catches to finish up as high as he did.
So I mean, let's say he's more open now, and he still gets the same amount of work. I mean, if anything, he's going to be more efficient.
Sammy's still drawing that defense.
Yeah,
so, regardless of what we think of him, defenses still respect him, I guess.
So now at 18 is Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, big fat pass.
And this is kind of new news compared to these rankings, but the Patriots just announced that they may be willing to trade Rob. How does that affect your feelings on this situation? Like, what do you think about that? First of all, I think he's way too high.
Definitely too high, especially when you look and you see that
Kelsey at 29.
The next tight end is Kelsey at 29. Those two should definitely be close together.
I'll take Kelsey over Gronk. Before the news.
Yeah.
Finished better in the last 2 years.
I'm with you. And if Gronk moves to a different team, I know he's Gronk, but I got to feel like the only situation in my head I see that would even come close is New Orleans. And he's, I don't think the Patriots ship him there. In my head, I can't find another team that his value would even stay the same. Everywhere else, it's going down to me.
Now, but how do you feel about this? Do you think with Gronk already supposedly considering retirement, if he gets traded, how eager do you think he'll be to play with a new team?
Sure, for sure. And yeah, it would definitely have to please him, you know what I mean, to want to come do it. Why not just pull that trigger and go to Hollywood and start making movies?
Like, exactly. He's already...
Like Kazam, too.
Right. He's already... I mean, he's on a Super Bowl contender, and he's already told us he's toying with that idea. And then what if, on the other hand, what if he's all but announced his retirement to the Patriots and they're trying to trade him to get something before he's done?
Yeah, very true. Yeah, I think, this is a little different than what we're doing here ADP-wise, but would
you... Well, I wanted to mention Gronk, and I knew we were talking about this, so I just kind of thought...
Yeah. No, I got you. I'm taking it a little bit farther, I guess. Would you want to buy low on Gronk because of that, or think you could right now? Or as a Gronk owner, you're going to take what you can and get out? is a solid hold.
It's one of the biggest risk and reward situations, I think, right now.
I do not own any Gronk.
I have one share. I'll put it that way. I have one share, and it was
which you acquired recently, right?
Yeah.
A month back or so.
So I don't want another one unless it's so cheap that everybody in the league's almost like, why the hell did you trade Gronk for that? I would have given you way more. Like I don't want him unless there's so much risk taken into account. I don't know. I don't like it at all.
No, I'm totally with you. On one more smaller tangent, you put a guy like Gronk up on the blocks in that league, and then you get even worse offers than you ever thought you would have from one-on-one owners. So I get that part too.
Yeah.
People just send you junk.
I want to sell, though. I have that one share, and I'm kind of like, oh. But if I move him, I don't have a tight end unless I get one back. So, I mean, seeing this ADP is crazy. I'll tell you, if I could trade Gronk for Evan Ingram right now, I'm all in.
Is there
and he's 39. Yeah. But I mean, as far as tight ends go, you know what I mean? Like I would take that straight up. Like with the age and all the risk and everything combined to that, I'm willing to kind of like have Evan Ingram be my tight end one and worry about my future.
All right, we'll push it a little bit farther just to stay on tight ends. We got Ertz here at 42, so only a few spots behind him. So Ertz or Gronk? You like Evan Ingram that much more than Ertz, or are those guys even flip-flopped?
I'll take Ertz.
Yeah.
It's just all less risky. I'm not saying if Gronk plays, those guys are going to do better than him, but I'm saying, I mean, the writing's on the wall. Gronk is on his way out, whether it's this year or next year. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets traded if he's done.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I mean,
let's come back up just a little bit here. And your boyfriend, Allen Robinson at 34. If we move a little bit farther, you know, not quite back up to Tyreek Hill at 24, but there's a big group of wide receivers right there. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs, Amari Cooper, T.Y. Hilton, Corey Davis. Would you take A-Rob over any of those guys right now?
I would take him over Corey Davis. I would take him over, well over Hilton.
Okay, I figured, yeah.
With or without Luck, I don't really care. Stephon Diggs, for sure. I think Diggs is way too high. And I like Diggs, but, I mean, I'll take A-Rob over Diggs.
Okay.
I'll take A-Rob over any of the tight ends that we just mentioned. I'll take him over McCoy.
Yeah, Shady there at 31.
You know, I don't know. I mean, after sticking with wide receivers, you go Allen Robinson, Juju, Jarvis, and then Alshon. I like Alshon Jeffrey, but I'd way rather have Allen Robinson. I think they're more than three or four wide receiver spots apart. And then Doug Baldwin, I mean, come on.
I would agree. Doug's one of the only guys around over there in Seattle.
Is he?
Who else is there?
Tyler Lockett.
Tyler Lockett. Okay, we're still going to talk about that one. I guess we'll see. What else is there?
Man.
Are there tight ends?
Dude, I'll take that. You want to do Tyler Lockett versus Doug Baldwin?
You're taking Lockett?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're not serious.
I'm serious.
I mean, okay. Third mic, get back to work. Crack the whip. Whoop-ah!
Yeah.
You did a whip noise. That's good.
I feel good about it. Yeah. I think he's going to really keep coming on, dude. I mean, he hasn't been horrible. He just hasn't been the main focus. He's still young. He's the guy they chose to keep around. I don't know, dude. Doug Baldwin's getting old.
You should check the expiration date on that vegetarian lasagna because that's gone bad.
Did you just call Doug Baldwin vegetarian lasagna?
No, I called your hot take, your gross vegetarian lasagna take of Tyler Lockett being better than Doug Baldwin. Don't bring any more vegetarian lasagna.
I don't want the easy wins.
That is apparent, sir. Oh my goodness. But I don't even know what to think right now. Where are we?
Well,
how about okay? No, I got it. Carlos Hyde, 38, 402. And the next running back is all the way down at 46 at 411 in Duke Johnson. Now, we don't know, obviously, about who Cleveland's going to draft running back-wise, if they draft one, if it's Barkley, somebody else. Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson right now. I know you don't like Hyde.
I'll take Hyde. But, dude, check this out. Like, if you go even further to 65 at 607 is Mark Ingram.
You are not playing this game at all we decided
prior. I'll take Ingram well above Hyde, though.
Okay.
So I kind of am, but Ingram is super low. I'll take Ingram above Hyde. I'll take, I don't know, that's crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah, I'm not big on Hyde. I would take Duke over Hyde even if they don't draft a running back to come in there.
Even if they don't or even if they do? Both ways?
Whichever way.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. I don't like Drake sitting at 501 there.
Too high, too low.
The Dolphin. I don't know. The Dolphins are awful. I don't want to get on a pity party. We'll wait to have George on before we talk about the Dolphins.
How did Gore make you feel about Drake then? That signing in general, like,
yeah, I've heard everybody was like, well, that's a good thing for Drake because they didn't bring in somebody like C.J. Anderson or Hyde when he was out there, so they must still have trust in Drake. I feel like the rumors about Geist is getting even stronger, with him working out there. I know that probably doesn't sound good to you. That's definitely something I could see them doing.
Undraftable at that point.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm just joking. I wouldn't mind seeing Geis in a Gase offense, to be honest with you, but I'd way rather see him in a Lions uniform. But
well, sure. And there's some Homer in there too, and not. I get that, but I don't know that. I guess it's just my overall downness on Dolphins right now.
So
how can I have faith?
You don't draft a running back. And, I mean, you got to kind of like Drake a little bit.
Sure. If you go super zero wide receiver, a running back. Yeah, but then you're grabbing a bunch of guys like this.
What was that Gore contract? Do you know?
I do not know.
Okay.
I do not know. I can't think it's anything more than a 2-year deal with probably an easy out for both after one. I can't think that'd be a lot of money because even after dumping Sue, we don't have much to spend. Because we don't really know what to do in the front office, and that's been apparent for a long time.
Right.
Because we got a good haul for Jarvis, didn't we? What the F? That's like a Wes Welker deal. That's what we do.
So
it wasn't in division this time.
Barkley at 32. Anybody above Barkley there that you like? How many of the guys above Barkley would you trade a 101 for?
Right, like. I mean, even in the draft we recently did, you took Barkley, not even at the end of round one, and I definitely think that's more consensus than even what we're looking at here. So, I mean, there's a lot of guys. I mean, I would probably move, Barkley before. But, I mean, 31, McCoy is above him. I'm obviously taking Barkley well above McCoy.
Yeah, for sure.
What Shady got? I mean, Shady's got maybe max 3 years left. That's probably being nice.
Yeah,
probably more like one at a decent level, and then two kind of tapering off.
Yeah, max. Yeah, totally. Like respectively so. I mean, he's got so many miles on him. His age. Yeah.
So the next running backs on this board is Joe Mixon 23, Derrick Henry 22, Jordan Howard 21, and Freeman 20.
I mean, even in super flex, dude. I don't know. Yeah. I would rather have 101 than Watson.
Yep. Agreed.
And this isn't even, we're not even on Superflex, and they have Watson above Barkley.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. Barkley all the way there.
Mm-hmm. Jordan Howard, Devontae Freeman. I'll take Mixon and Henry over, I don't know. I'm not playing by the rules, damn it.
No, we definitely don't. But rookie, you know, rookie high is kind of crazy. This one seems like it's more settled where we would think it would be in like years past, but I feel like, you know, Barkley is definitely way higher on most startup drafts you're seeing right now.
Yeah, for sure. I've been inspired. I want to make my own rankings now. Fantasy Football Breakdown is going to do some freaking dynasty rankings.
Oh, I like it. We haven't even talked about that, but that's happening.
Has to now. Just told everybody.
Yeah, we told everybody, so guess we got work to do. maybe we get third mic. He's gonna regret coming on.
Dude, he's doing something really cool too. He's got you know that shout he did the other day super quick? He did a shout to get all those songs, and he ended up getting like 400 and something songs, and he's actually trying to keep them all in this contest, and he's going to do a bracket style and try to rank them all. So he's got his hands full. That's what I said, man. He's asking me, how should I do this? I was like, ooh, that's a lot.
You should not. You should not do it. Like, or definitely trim that list yourself.
Like, I tried to tell him, like, dude, 175 players could take 6 to 9 months, and you have 440 songs, and you have to try to nail it.
Yeah. Like, you should do, Mike, if you're listening, I know you're listening, you should do it March Madness style. Get your 64, get your four play-ins with some obscure stuff. Don't kill yourself here.
Yeah. I'll just give you
some of the songs. Some of those songs aren't even good.
Yeah. We saw some of them. Fancy people.
Right. Yeah. What are some of the people doing? All right, let's move. Let's keep moving. We got off track. Your boy Golden Tate at 502. Demaryius Thomas a few spots ahead of him, 412. Devontae Parker's the other way at 503. Golden Tate, right? Is that? Oh, let's keep going. Michael Crabtree, 505.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson, 508. That's your best friend.
Well,
according to this, Crabtree's a little bit better than Jordy, huh?
But keep going down. Like 58,
59. Oh, I want those guys. I didn't see that. I had them closed off. I'll take Cooper Kupp over everybody.
Everybody you just mentioned.
Just mention, not everybody.
Right.
Cooper Kupp over the world.
And I mean, honestly, you're not high on him like me, but I got to think you'd take Funchess over all those old men.
Funchess over
Jordy Nelson? Over.
Yes, yes.
Definitely Crabtree?
Yep.
Parker? I know he's not never an old Parker. Man.
No, hashtag never Parker. That's a thing. Don't do it.
Golden Tate?
Maybe.
Of those people, I mean, Golden Tate's probably actually the only wide receiver that finished better than Funchess last year. So I hear you.
Right. And that's kind of, that's kind of where I wouldn't want to make that, you know, decision until after the draft.
Sterling Shepard? Or Funchess?
Funchess.
Yeah, me too.
But that's, and Shepard didn't stay healthy really throughout the season, kind of nicked up the whole time. And even when he was there, was outplayed by Ingram. OBJ coming back, maybe. I mean, should be. So less opportunity there.
Funchess, I think he comes back.
Funchess has the opportunity to continue to be the one in Carolina. We'll see.
I think he comes back. What do you think?
Who?
Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe. So Andrew Luck 509, Tom Brady 604. This is Dynasty. We're in the late fifth, early sixth round. In a non superflex, I'm still gonna wait, but you gotta take one of those guys right now in a dynasty startup. Brady or Luck?
Probably Brady.
Yep, I'm with you. And you're feeling like you're getting what?
A year?
1 year. At least, maybe
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
And Andrew Luck, we didn't play last year. And is he going to play?
I don't know.
Everything is leaning towards him playing.
I'm looking at some of the guys, like, well below those players. And
quit cheating. No, it's between those. You don't ever play by the rules. Such a jerk. All right, where are you going? What are the guys well past him?
I mean, so Tom Brady. And then the next quarterback, I'll take Drew Brees over Brady. I'll take Stafford over Brady, and we're down
Stafford
to
all the way down to
80 now, and
yeah,
Brady was 63, so down at 80 is Stafford at a young age. I'll take Cousins. I'll take Mariota. I'll take Dak, and Dak is now at 95. I'll take Mahomes at 104.
No, come back.
I mean, this is crazy, dude.
Yeah.
What's
quarterbacks are weird. There's so many New England.
Tom Brady's like using a senior discount when he sits down to eat, and he's at 63 overall, dude. That's crazy.
His vegetarian lasagna, like you.
And this is yeah. He's getting a smaller serving though.
For sure, kale chips on the side.
Yeah, and I mean honestly, I don't agree with a quarterback at 63.
We got to come way back.
Unless it's super flex, you know. And at that point,
but people do take them up here. I mean, they do.
Yep, for sure.
That's why we're here this time. Yeah. So let's stay in the 80s there. We just skipped a whole bunch of people, but whatever. That's your fault. Corey Coleman, 81 overall, 712. There are many receivers behind him immediately. Fuller, Marvin Jones, Edelman, Emmanuel Sanders. I'll take all of them before Coleman.
Yep.
Kelvin Benjamin is 92, 811. Will you take Corey Coleman or Kelvin Benjamin?
Probably Kelvin Benjamin. Most cases, I would have to have a really crappy team that's really super young to take Coleman on, just to see if something happens.
He is a stash only right now, I think.
Yep.
I mean, at least Marvin for this Jones, season, with everybody there.
Marvin Jones, a couple spots under him. I'd take Marvin Jones well above him.
Yeah. So Marvin Jones at 801, Kenny Galladay at 706. You're taking Galladay before Jones? Age? I don't think you should.
I know. That's a tough one because the drafts I've seen, Marvin Jones is still going to go before Galladay, but Galladay is the guy I'm trying to wait to fall to me.
Yeah.
But I can't see taking Galladay before Marvin Jones still. Like I said, I want him to fall to me, but I can't see taking Galladay with Marvin Jones on the board.
Yeah, when you're picking, you'll take Marvin Jones and thinking you can still get Galladay maybe in at least another round, if not farther.
Yeah.
But
maybe. And I like Galladay a lot. You know that. Yeah. Like, so, but yeah, if Marvin Jones on the board, I don't see how you can take Galladay first.
All right, Julian, so let's move down a little bit.
That's another story. Goodbye. I'll take Corey Coleman over Edelman.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, for sure.
What? Because Edelman's coming off the ACL.
He's just old, dude. It's time to go. He's Jordy Nelson.
Man. I would love to hear more information about Edelman, but, I mean, I didn't come into this one wanting to put Mike to work a whole lot more because he's got his own thing. But I think that's easy to take Edelman over Coleman.
I mean, for that now we're talking about Dynasty, though. I'm not...
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, I got sidetracked a little bit for a redraft, I guess, there.
But so I won't take that board bet, but I'll take anybody else around there. I'll take Marvin Jones. I'll take Will Fuller. I'll take Emmanuel Sanders.
I think I'd have Sanders.
I'll take Larry Fitzgerald, Brandon Cooks at 78.
Yeah, going the other way. I kind of like those that way.
I'll take any of those guys, just not Corey Coleman. So,
pass.
But, man, I don't know, dude. It just makes me think of the way they kind of move on from their wide receivers, like Wes Welker and stuff. At a certain age, I mean, they're still productive, but it's just time to move on. And they've got some decent pieces in place. And I don't think if Edelman moves on that he's going to be that productive. And I don't know that he's the guy that we can trust to stay healthy playing that slot role anymore. I mean, he has been a beast, dude. He's taken so many like crazy hits. That's a crazy position to play, especially at his size. And he's played
as
it well.
As he gets targeted and hit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just don't know if I agree with that.
All right. Fair enough. Let's keep this train rolling a little bit. Two guys that have recently changed positions. We got Jerick McKinnon at 806 and DL Lewis at 811. I think I'll take McKinnon there. I think it's more my dislike for Lewis.
No, I agree with you there.
Wouldn't surprise me if both of these teams actually still bring in a running back in the draft. I think they will be in probably wide range between the two, but wouldn't surprise me if we saw more backs come into play at both of those spots.
So kind of the same area there. How do you feel with Aaron Jones at 85?
I knew you were going up.
and then Jerick McKinnon at 89.
Yeah, that is tough. I think I will take McKinnon right now. Easily, if I was going to take it to flip, because I can get a lot more from McKinnon than I can Jones right now.
Yeah.
But if I got to keep him on my team to play, I'll still take McKinnon right now. I've started to maybe buy too much into Green Bay, probably also bringing another running back in. I heard a lot about, you know, Ty possibly moving back to wide receiver. We'll see. That's even more muddled of a situation to me there.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I agree.
Where do you want to go?
I'll take McKinnon.
Yeah. Like I said, definitely in Dynasty just for value, because we've seen some ridiculous stuff, like mid-first right now.
Yeah.
Late first, early second for McKinnon, so definitely do that. But yeah,
I can't buy into some of this. I mean, keep moving down, like with Greg Olsen at 94, and then two spots down at 96, O.J. Howard. I'll take Howard.
Yeah. Okay. Great re-signing. Doesn't bother you. It's still Howard there. Is it dynasty-wise? It's just age. Age a lot have to do with it, too.
Oh, for sure, in Dynasty. Yeah.
Redraft-wise, I know
I'll take Olsen.
Okay. Just making sure.
You're sniffing out for another board bet.
I mean, now I'm on the hunt. You made me feel so good about the Coleman one. I don't even know. That wasn't even what we did. I don't know what I'm doing.
What about Robert Woods and Garcon?
I will take Woods. Dynasty
and I'll redraft. Take Garcon if you give me a healthy stipulation.
Oh, Jesus. Here you go. I saw you put that in. I don't know who you're commenting to, but how I always get my stipulations and you don't. I say because I asked for them. So, yeah. All right, let me hear what the stipulation is. How many games they have to play, or are we going to do it per game basis? You know, on a per game average. What do you want? I think both are interesting.
I like your per game average. I like your per game average.
Okay, but you need to play like at least how many?
Well,
8, 10?
10.
How about 10? At least 10.
If either your player doesn't play 10 games,
then it's out.
I think Robert Wood should have to play 13.
Then you got to play 13.
I would never get signed.
Then Garcon has to play 13. I'll give you a stipulation, but even it up.
All right, let's say 10.
Because you know Garcon can't get the 13.
And we'll do the average, and if either player plays less than 10 games, the deal's off.
Deal.
All right.
Mike, find a way to work that out. We'll throw stuff at you like Jimmy Graham touchdowns over under. I got faith in you. You figure it out.
Yeah. It was Lewis.
You don't? Maybe not. Sad picture. Jimmy Graham under 4 touchdowns.
Then George is saying he'll take Jimmy Graham too, like.
Oh, let's go a little farther here. A couple guys. We're into the 10th round. So you're picking at the back of the 10th round, and you're staring at Marquise Lee, and you're staring at Randall Cobb. Go.
Man, damn, dude. That's a tough one. I'll take Randall Cobb.
I'm with you. Jacksonville, is it just... I mean, they bring in Moncrief, too. They did re-sign Lee. You know, Moncrief's only on the one-year deal. Emergence of Westbrook, maybe. Team still wants to run it a ton.
Yeah, man, I'm just a Cobb truther like that, and Lee hasn't stayed healthy.
Jordy's finally out of there.
We've been talking about Cobb a lot longer, but he's only a year older than Marquise Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, Jordy's not there. Cobb will have Stafford. Yeah, I'll take Cobb or Stafford.
Okay.
That'd be sweet if Cobb was in Detroit, but
that's just what you need, another slot guy.
Yeah, but you know, so
the yeah, Buffalo Bills way. So right now, how the teams are, I'm totally with you, Cobb over Lee. But say Green Bay in the second round pulls in the draft somebody like Courtland Sutton, Calvin Ridley, James Washington, one of those guys falls to them and they go and get him. Do you still take Cobb? Or any of those guys make you change your mind if one of those guys goes there?
Man, I
think that changes a lot. Second round, even the, you know, back of the first, or you know,
yeah,
you know, second round at the latest. I think if any of those goes there, then this becomes way closer and probably starts to shade Lee.
Yeah,
I still would want to take Cobb because it's Rodgers. You know what I mean? Like on an offense, Rodgers is, I gotta have 4,500 yards at least, would be my guess. You know, and if Bortles is at like 30, you know, 3,000, 35, somewhere there. Mm-hmm. So I'd still want to take Cobb, but I don't know.
I agree with you. I mean, this is how I look at it. If I have both those guys in my lineup, Cobb's the guy that I'm putting in my starting lineup, and Lee's the guy that I'm hoping hits.
Right.
And again, just with that only a year apart, I'm going to take Cobb. But yeah, so I'll probably take Cobb in either of those situations, even if they draft a wide receiver.
Nice. All right.
And that's the only reason why. I mean, Lee might come out the gate and hit. Like I said, I know that potential's there, but if we're drafting today and I get both of those players at the end of the draft, I'm putting Cobb in my lineup. And again, I'm hoping that Lee hits.
Yeah.
So
fighting for a flex spot. Or
yep.
Looking to deal. All right. Keep moving. 1208 is Nelson Aguilar. And we'll go down. Where was going next? Oh, there. And then 1107, Marquise Goodwin. Nelson Aguilar on the Super Bowl champ Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Goodwin. Now, you got Garcon coming back over there, but the Jimmy G experience. Nelson Aguilar.
Man, I don't know, dude.
Newer guys there. You know, you're probably hoping that these are wide receiver fours or wait, you know, or plus for you at this point. They're probably more like my wide receiver sixes.
Yeah. Seven. I'm kind of looking around at who I don't know.
Yeah, you're far.
I really don't want either of those guys a ton. So it makes it kind of tough.
All right, so then I'll give you Mike Williams, the Chargers rookie from last year.
Yeah, I'll take Mike Williams and a lot of hope. Just
on hope, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of hope. I'm with you. I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's go back to running backs where you like to, and I'm going to hit you a little bit here with Amir Abdullah at 1406. That's got to be like double what he was probably even just last year, ADP-wise, I would guess. Mm-hmm. Or Gio Bernard at 1407.
I'll take Gio.
Super. I mean, one spot away, Gio. If you move up farther, you know, a bunch of retired old guys all around. Adrian Peterson at 1408. Maybe a couple guys that should be retired. And DeMarco Murray at 1312. And Latavius at 1406. Take Gio over everybody there.
Yeah, that's disrespectful to Gio, like any of the guys down there. I mean, right? They're down there with Adrian Peterson and Denver defense. They're down here with kickers.
Right? That's very true. Oh, good time. I'm totally with you. So
I'll take Gio over Theo Riddick too, dude.
Yep, no, I'm with you. That's for sure. I don't think it's... So how far up do you have to go before you won't take Gio? James White, 1103.
I'll take Gio.
Gio or Chris Thompson, 10-11.
I'd probably go Chris like Thompson.
I'm with you there. Okay. So they have guys listed at 1103 here, but that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think you'll take guys over, obviously, over those right
before,
now.
Well, before Charles Clay, I'll take Gio before Charles Clay, Wayne Gallman, any of these kickers. Silly ass fans,
man. You're taking kickers. Usually dropped a couple kickers. And it got a little wonky down at the bottom. I'll give you that.
It got wonky at the top.
You're wonky.
It did, and everybody's got their own opinion, and I get it. They're entitled to that. Somebody put hard work in that. I'm not trying to hate a ton, but...
We will not be shouting out this site when we release this podcast.
Rob, no, they can disagree.
Right.
But, I mean, Gronk at 18, this is, how often is this updated?
It's March. It's March 1st to the 30th. So, I mean, it could be up to a month old.
Yeah,
we are in March.
Man.
We are at the very end of March, so this will be updated tomorrow. So by the time you're listening to it, it is a few days old.
I mean, you're gonna they got Cooper below Jordan Howard and Gronk and Freeman.
Now who's getting hangry? That vegetarian lasagna didn't do enough for you.
I'm drinking on this gross juice. The wife bought some freaking Simply Delicious like limeade. And she's like, have you tried that yet? And I'm like, no, it's limeade.
And now you are.
Dude, it's so like just sour and so today. Sour and tart. Like it hits your cheeks and you're like, oh my God. But yeah.
Nice.
So.
All right, on that note, why don't we stop playing that game and go to the 2-minute breakdown.
Sounds good. He doesn't like to hear about my food. Like,
you're eating vegetarian lasagna, dude. Nobody wants to hear about that shit.
Eating vegetarian lasagna, drinking limeade.
Right?
Shit. She used to shop pretty well.
Simply Delicious. Not a sponsor of this podcast.
Hey. That vegetarian lasagna is really good.
Brought to you by Not Stouffer's.
Oh, man. Need to get Jesus. You some food.
Your cheese and rice.
What you got for me?
You got your timer ready.
Oh.
Match, right?
I did it now last who's, time.
Now who's... Yeah, this won't be released immediately, obviously. No,
forever.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
Roseanne is back on TV, and Dawson's Creek just had their 15-year reunion. What old-school TV show would you like to see make a comeback?
Oh boy, like Transformers maybe, or no, He-Man for sure.
He-Man. Cartoon, huh? All right. Speaking of a comeback.
Or no, dude, Alf.
I would go, Alf. Bring Alf back. I love it.
Jeez, yeah, I want to know what happened to the poor guy.
Speaking of comeback, who recently acquired the rights to Calvin Johnson?
I don't know.
The Patriots. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
End of season, whatever scoring you want, who's more? Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle.
Wait, oh, is that true about Calvin Johnson?
Yes. Which tight end scores more, Eric Ebron, Jack Doyle?
Ebron, easy.
Last movie you watched in the theaters?
That one movie... the fucking movie, dude. Black Panther. Went with my son.
Gotcha. Did you like it?
Yeah, dude, it was pretty good. He liked it more than me, but it was pretty awesome.
All right. Over under, Wentz 1.5 more Super Bowl appearances.
Does this year count? Last year?
No.
Under.
1.5 more.
Under.
All Simpsons characters have 4 fingers on each hand, except for one. Who is it?
The dog.
God. How many years before you see yourself taking Barkley over Gurley?
2.
Since you've asked me before, what's your favorite Easter candy?
Man, they have these new, like, Reese's peanut butter cream eggs that are shaped like the big Cadbury eggs, but the peanut butter in them is a creamy peanut butter instead of just peanut butter.
Oh, I'm getting one of those and, today.
And, dude, it's so good. They're getting hard to find. So, yes, go out and get them today. And we went to, like, 3 stores, and we finally found them again at Target last night. And then there's this other one out, too, that you have to try if you can. And it's a Reese's Peanut Butter Cluster. And It's like this creamy caramel peanut butter with pecans, and dude, it's really good. So you got to try those.
Sounds amazing. To keep on that same thing, and obviously we all heard the timer because we are not even close. What did you make the most of at the bakery this week for Good Friday, Easter, whatever? A particular item?
Just
a bunch of cakes?
Rolls and pies and that kind of shit.
What kind of pies?
The thing that we have to make that is a little different, though, is the hot cross buns, crap like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've kind of talked about this before, but will OBJ play this season as a Giant? No holdouts or trades? As a Giant.
I think he will.
Okay. Rank the Dolphins wide receivers for season long in half point PPR between Amendola, Albert Wilson, Devontae Parker, and Kenny Stills.
Parker, Stills, Wilson, Amendola.
Never Parker. Next Dynasty Football Factory article you are currently or will be working on. Can we get a little inside peek? That's your last question.
How well he actually did his first couple of years compared to that deep wide receiver class. I mean, he started out at the top of it.
Yeah.
At first, he had Macklin around. He's had a slew of quarterbacks. I don't know. Yeah, I think he gets a bad rap.
Yep. No, I hear you. I'm with you. I'm interested to see some.
I'll try hopefully to that's, work on
hopefully
it.
Hopefully that's out sooner than later. Yeah, you're not doing anything. I mean, you have to edit a lot of this one.
We're not putting this out till after Easter anyway, so I got all weekend for this.
Yeah, so get to work. Exactly. You want to tell the people who you are? We can go so you can start getting to work.
Swags at @DFF_swag on Twitter. Find me. Follow me.
Nice. At @FL2DrinkMinimum or @FF_breakdown. Come hit us up on Twitter.
Find both those two. Follow
us. Tag us. I'll get your stuff retweeted or make some polls up. People may hit me on DMs on the breakdown account with some awesome ideas. So
yeah, seriously. If you ever want a trade, like put up anonymously, like hit him up, yeah. Man, and we'll get that shit up. We enjoy those conversations.
A lot of times it's just for some ideas too. It's not even just wanting to see where some player value is and what may be acceptable to even offer. You know what I mean? Sometimes people don't put something up there that's ridiculous. Like 102 and Sammy for OBJ. That's stupid. Just saying. I would appreciate that if you guys go out there and rate and review us. Because we need those. We don't ask for that too often, but we've been doing this for a little while, so if you like us, maybe just show it. Take a couple minutes. I appreciate it.
Tell a friend.
I won't do one more thing. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Tell a friend.
You know that's it. We haven't done that in a while.
That's what we needed.
Now it's on track. We made it.
Later.
You're not already ready.
No.
Let's go.
Might as well keep making it tough.